Hey, Drew, what's going on, man?
Jordan Davis, what is life? We get to see you in person next week. I don't believe it.
I know, dude. It's crazy. We here recently, we've been out playing a few more of these kind of socially distant drive-in type shows, and it's been fun to get back out and play music again.
Yeah, I saw on your Twitter feed that you gave us a new song in the same vein that you posted some concert pictures and said, oh my gosh, I miss this so much.
Yeah, it's been... I don't realize how much I've missed it, to be honest with you. You know, the first couple months going into quarantine was fun, you know, to be at the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like you don't have anything happening at your house ever. You got a lot of activity there.
Yeah, no, it was great to get to see, you know, see Eloise grow up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I would have been on the road for a lot of that stuff. But, you know, at the same time, I mean, it is something that we love playing, and we kind of, you know, we're ready to get back out.
See, even your dog saying, Jordan, get out on the road.
Yeah, you heard him right then. They're right. I think everybody's ready for me to get out the house a little bit.
But that also means that you know, you got to get correct. You got to find the right outfit. My wife went back to work for the first time in the office for one day last week since March, and her biggest anxiety was, what do I wear?
You know, it's crazy how that's become a real problem.
Yeah.
Like, even for me, I've, you know, seen a couple, like, times where I go 2 weeks without putting on blue jeans.
Uh-huh. Well, outdoors.
Yeah.
Halloween weekend in Chicago, wear flannel, you're good to go. It's going to be chilly.
No, I know. Well, I think the last weekend we were out in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And it was 35.
Oh, my God.
So I'm slowly getting used to getting into winter mode.
So describe the setup for us then. Is it Jordan Davis acoustic? Is it request? Like, how does it go? Give us just a little of what we're so excited about for next weekend.
Yeah, well, so I think it's going to be me and my guitar player, Dylan.
Awesome.
That's the plan now. You know, I feel like everything kind of changes every day to day in this crazy time. But yeah, so we'll take requests. We'll play some covers. We'll play a lot of new music. And then obviously play all the singles that everybody knows.
Mm-hmm. And we talked to Chris Jansen earlier this week. He did not know this fun fact. I'm wondering if anyone in your team has told you. You are our very first concert in 7 months.
Are we really?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm opening up for Chris, so I can say that I'm breaking the ice here.
You are. No pressure.
Yeah.
You're going to knock it out of the park and then be like, hey, Jansen, top that, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this, and I'm probably not the only one in Nashville, that when it comes to Chris Jansen, you definitely don't want to get into a beat that mode when it comes to performing live. Jansen's one of the best. He's one of the best at it.
All right, things we want to know about Jordan Davis. What's your dog's name, since they're so excited to be on the call?
I know. I'm so sorry about
that. Don't apologize. That's real life. That's hashtag 2020.
Yeah. So the one you're hearing is Virginia.
Okay.
She's about as workless as whatever. I don't know. Insert whatever workless analogy. And then we have another one named Louie.
Okay.
That he's the deep bark.
See, I think that Virginia is just saying, have you fed me yet? That's like my cat at 4:30 in the morning when I'm coming downstairs.
Yeah. No, she's got her own personality. She's something else.
Comic book or library book?
I'd go library book.
What is your least favorite breakfast food?
Oh, man. Breakfast is like my favorite thing, so I'm going to have to... I don't like tomatoes at breakfast. You know, sometimes like somebody will give you like a side of tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's just a UK thing.
And it's even worse when they're warm.
Yeah, like they'll like try to grill them or like... But no, leave tomatoes off. Bacon, eggs, toast, grits, hash browns. Just stick with the basics.
I like a good handful of raspberries for breakfast.
See, I could do fruit, like avocado.
Yep.
I'll do like blackberries. Like Eloise loves strawberries for breakfast. So like I've been stealing a few strawberries from her.
How old is she now?
She'll be one November 17th.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Something else.
I feel like it was just yesterday we were blinking and you're like, you have a new baby girl.
I know. It's crazy.
Childhood toy you wish you still had.
Man, you know what I loved? Light Brights.
Really?
Do you remember those?
I do. They had the little push pins, didn't they?
Yeah, you like push them in. You can make all that stuff. For some reason, I love that thing. That, and I could get it on Amazon, I'm sure. You can probably get anything on Amazon.
Exactly.
And Operation, game Operation.
I was awful at that game, and I hated that game because I was never good
at
it.
Yeah, I wasn't great at it, but I enjoyed buzzing the whatever, however it went.
All right, story weaving, your favorite article of clothing, your go-to, it's comfortable, you wear it all day, every day.
Sweatshirts.
Yeah?
So, like, I don't have, like, a favorite. I have an LSU sweatshirt that I wear a lot, but, like, this is, like, my favorite time of year because it's getting into sweatshirt weather. I'll probably play the show next week in a sweatshirt.
Uh-huh.
It's easy.
So, for you, it's not the sweater weather, it's the sweatshirt weather.
Sweatshirt weather, yeah.
The show is next Friday. It is the Now Arena, Hoffman Estates, our very first concert in 7 months. Outdoors, physically distanced, a real live music drive-in concert. We almost don't believe it. That's how crazy it is.
It's going to be fun. I can't really, and I feel like I'm, now that I have a few under my belt, like I'm getting everyone, I'm getting better at. So it's going to be a great show.
One last question that I asked Chris. If you only can do one cover at the concert, what would you choose? What's your go-to?
I've been covering Into the Mystic from Van Morrison here recently.
Oh, wow.
But the last one, we also did a church cover. We did Springsteen.
Oh, I love that.
Those usually do well. But if I had to pick one of those, I'd do Into the Mystic.
There you go. Well, Jordan, thanks for your time this morning. And tell Virginia that she can come along, too.
I will. She's staring at me right now. She's got the I'm sorry, Dad look on her face.
And give the baby a hug for us, and we'll see you in a week. We miss you.
We'll do. Miss you guys. We'll see y'all soon.
Take care, Jordan.
All right. Bye-bye.